Before supermarkets became the place most people buy their food, small neighborhood grocery stores could be found on many corners in Boise. Tomorrow, some local history buffs will learn about these now defunct groceries in one historic part of town. Frankie Barnhill has this report.
Barbara Perry Bauer likes to use the line from the movie The Sixth Sense, "I see dead people," but she doesn't mean it literally. This local historian is obsessed with the people and places that shaped Boise. Lately, she's been seeing a lot of ghosts of groceries past in the North End.
Before we had refrigeration, before we had automobiles, people did a lot more walking, and it was convenient for them to just go around the corner and pick up whatever they needed. And that's why there's such a large number of grocery stores in the North End.
Perry Bauer owns TAG Historical Research and Consulting. She's in her car plotting the course for a bike tour she'll lead tomorrow with Preservation Idaho. The tour will make stops at some of the 40 different groceries that once existed in the neighborhood. The historian says one of her favorite old stores is the Greenhouse Grocery on Pueblo. It was built in 1902 and for a long time was run by a woman who was also the meat cutter, a job not usually held by women. The old Hollywood Market, now Hollywood Yoga on 8th Street, is another stop on the bike tour.
And it's iconic because I just think that a lot of people who live in the North End may have shopped there as kids, or the fact that it was the longest running market in the North End.
Besides being a convenient place to buy milk, bread, and vegetables, Perry Bauer says the corner stores acted as little community centers where neighbors would meet and chat, kind of like coffee shops today. For KBSX News, I'm Frankie Barnhill.